Another episode of MPFL Tata 49 will bring come your Domot this beautiful day. And of course, you need to watch MPFL Tata 4 for all of your streaming platforms, YouTube, and of course, if you did get us from every other podcast platform. My name is Sawadino, and today we look at match day 21 games where they come up. And of course, we see the results of match day 20 games. How the matter take be on top of the Nigerian Professional Football League. We don't start the second stanza last weekend. And of course, some other stories really come out from inside the NPFL. Players, they make move from the NPFL. The jackpot, they come out from the NPFL. And some other players too, they try to see whether if we get the results, if we take their club to the great heights. Welcome to another fantastic episode of NPFL Tata 4. And of course, I still get my regulars them on the show this beautiful day. We will start off with Swo this morning. Swo, match day 21. Okay, we'll just start off with match day 20. How you see as the matter take unfold?
I say what God cannot do does not exist. When I tell you, I say the game when Mr. personally they look out for now, the Aqua game, and you see, I just talk. I just they happy say, first of all, my local champion people worry wolves and not to disgrace us, withdraw. So
yeah. People then manufacture penalties.
Excuse me. You did that when they manufacture.
I see the highlights now.
No, not be saying
not be what I did see, yet. See. I did England before I know see that they manufacture penalties.
Okay, so if not that way you want to talk, it's your opinion, Shay.
It's not opinion, it's a fact.
It's a fact.
Yes.
I not did there. All I can say is when the result come out, I see one thing, it shake my head. The other part, now the fact say it shocked me, say my ticket buster was the Enyimba game versus Rangers. Not because they Salisu Yusuf did something so amazing. Now the fact say Fatah Osho no come to the party at all. Every time you go get people when they talk, say, you know what? Give your team B a chance, you know, rest players, rest Anagyo, rest what do they call them, Omoyele, rest of the summer. Okay, you rest them. Now the other guys went on the way to see my opportunity to shine. They're not going to come to the party. Forget the Enugu, just like the way Abade known to every other person when they play in the East. Now so Enugu too. Cathedral, they know to every other person playing in the East. They don't know themselves. So the way they take on, very colorless. The small, I never see better highlight because some people phone I use. And I see a lot of bottle chances, square balls when we say that they play, when we say you're supposed to the angle body push ahead, you they hold the body, draw the play. I didn't get it. So that part now mess up my head. But the fact say worry was draw, whether I'm manufactured or not. The fact say Aqua make me smile because Una not believe said I go do.
I bet my words.
Tadia.
We see, six goals for that Katsina Wicked Tories games. Not every time we see.
They rigged that match.
We see so many. How?
They rigged that match.
I didn't agree with
for Katsina full life. If you go back to the last time they played, they scored that Kamato goal. They never even burned the club.
But then, if you give the excuse, say, the league just a return. You know, so maybe some teams never really blend, they never really gel. 5-1 Katsina against Wiki Torres.
Now, red card. You know, say Wiki Torres get red card for that game. So,
but that will not be excuse. One man.
Yeah?
No, three teams get red card during the last game. Well, everybody play. Nobody.
We don't see teams where they one man down, where they still at least grind.
Yeah, they go try. But this one, Wiki Torres against Katsina. Don't forget, say Katsina, they try to find come off from relegation water. They won't swim come out. I don't talk say no be say Katsina, I don't know if you score 5 goals or say whether the 5 goals didn't score, no make sense. But then I still seen a fluke and I just flash in the pan. Katsina United like Swo talk. I don't remember the last time we didn't get as much
even
as
2-3 goals every day.
You understand? Moku hope say the goals them will start to come more from them. Hopefully for inside this circumstance that we didn't do.
By the way, MFM then go beat Ifan Yuba for love house 3-0.
Love it.
Mad result.
Love MFM. It.
Nobody say them beat them now. Walk over. No, they talk about CC and play the match.
Yeah, not true. If I Yuba, sorry. If I Yuba no show up for that game and they award MFM 3 points. Just exactly waiting with the talk about. I mean, you know, pay players or wanting. Never settle your house. Your house they on fire. Wanting. But that result, notwithstanding, if it gives MFM season a very big morale booster.
That means they're going to hope see their next match, maybe they get another walkover.
No. At least 3.3 goals. Now, one of the games of the season, where if you say, okay, them, they no go expect, say they will go get results there, but now they don't go there, go get three goals.
In case, the one that they talk, I might romance this, because this one, I won't talk out my full chest.
Actually, that Wiki Torres match against Katsina, no red card, actually. I just confirmed that, no red card.
Do you see this Ifa Yoruba and MFM match? Imagine say MFM come up for Lagos, come out pass Ore, come on a road they use now, come up pass Bini. In this crazy time where rain they fuck battle with Bokolo road, pass Delta, cross bridge, enter this thing. The rich people ask to find and say they're not even theirs. Meaning say nobody fit on and say, guy, Mona no made that move, oh, you not see B.O., we never settle, oh, we not know if you talk. LMCO, no awareness. Club, no awareness. Yes, I happy say MFN collect the 3 points. I know they look forward to them collecting any club collecting points like this because what they had expect this week and I never still see them. That make the thing, if they fuck up with my head and the beliefs that I get, say, it be like say things go the better because I expect say by Monday we supposed don't see proper sanctioning for him finding back.
They got
to
investigate.
But they never do anything.
LMC go say they want touchlight the matter.
What did they touchlight?
But
a club went. Multiple now from geopolitical zone, they went from the west to the east. World worker.
So you did more concerned about the fact that they let MFM travel all the way
all
down,
the way,
or the fact say the players know they happy with what happened.
Not be whether the players know they happy. The players obviously know they happy. It's not just about the points. You always want to play. Players always prefer to play to get their points. Nothing. And they wait for LMC now made a sanction Uba because I never see any sanctioning. And this is what 3-4 days after the event, and nobody don't talk anything.
He go come. See the truth doesn't matter. No, LMC they always take time before they sanction. See the truth. See Katsina.
They're supposed to pay MFM for their transport money.
They don't go pay. Katsina. They don't give them three points.
If I waste my transport, you go give me my money back.
They don't. Except they say they won't replay the match.
If you tell, if you call person, that's say make kunda see. And then you pay the person transport, so you are caught on the cinema.
Yeah, that one separate.
You're not gonna collect the money.
No, that one separate. That one, but as a big boy, I know collect them.
As a big boy,
yeah, as a big
MFM
boy.
Not big
but
boy,
but the truth of the matter be say for FC Fan Yoruba, the gist will here now say they say the game go happen for Enugu. They say no, say LMC no give them that memo. Then they know they wait for MFM. MFM get the memo. MFM go Enugu. Go they wait for Ifan Yoruba game. It was supposed to happen 2 p.m. on Sunday, but they no play that match. Now, the problem with me I get now say if Ifan Yoruba come out with press release, according to whoever wrote that press release, he say LMC get agenda against them. He say na political agenda. He say na they just list so many factors we make them no honor that game. Me I can't say, for instance, Moku even as him say we'll give him a benefit of doubt.
Okay.
Share you understand. Okay. Based on say, okay, Nasina won't use na stadium.
Yeah.
The truth of the matter be say the league when are they play under, they under a body. And that body no ratify say na go play for Newi. So when you stop on head, stay Newi say na Newi you must play that match. If not, you say you won't bring the game to disrepute.
Remember, say this thing at the second time where FC Fan Yoruba they complain about taking them to venue when it will be their venue. Remember when LMC been won't get double header game?
They carry them go Port
Harcourt. FC Fan Yoruba go.
That was just last month.
You know, then the coach come out, come complain, say. That's the reason why they don't get the desired result and all of that. So they're not there within their right. During the start of every season, the league management company they come out with approved venues
for
the season.
They don't approve Newi.
But then to they toss them around, they suppose get one particular ground where they say, okay, now here we FC Fan Yoruba supposed to they play their league games. Maybe this week he toss them go Enugu. The next week he move them go Port Harcourt. The next week he.
But why don't they play their home venues or their home matches?
I think they play.
Now Enugu now. Not be Enugu. I've been now Okigwe. It is not that they play.
They vacillate between hey.
No, now week now. No.
See, but I know say they don't play at least 3 different venues this season.
They don't play one television match for
that one because of TV. Yes.
Yeah, but it you know makes sense. So they toss people around. They suppose get home ground. If you know go approve their ground, just like as Abia Warriors do, they move from Aba go Okigwe or Heartland go move from Owerri go Okigwe. You know, we suppose get all those alternative grounds, Caterpillars go Kaduna and all of that. We know say okay now here where this people play, now here where this people play and now here where this
nah, play. Nah, there's a quick stadium they don't use our Moku no give them excuse. Nnamdi Azikiwe Stadium has been the stadium for them since when they say they're not going to use Nnewi.
Oh, yeah.
You understand? Now, the problem with me I get now, say, if you talk, say, okay, you won't go back to Nnewi, LMC give you approval. Did you get a letter from LMC say, okay, oh, you we don't right say Nafi return back? Oh. Case in study, Canopilas. Canopilas, see, they use this Ahmadu Bello Stadium for Kaduna. They never go back to Kano. So, the truth of the matter be say,
and if Kano Pillar stop up pacify
exactly.
You
so, that they're not supposed me, to pass. I feel say, if like Swart Talk, if after them give MFM 3 points, give them 3 goals, then still need to sanction Ifan Yuba. Because this thing, whether they do so now, precedence that they set. Oyibo. And as it be like this, it go mean say, every other club will be saying no day in house. For instance, Jiga Golden Stars, they know they play
Wari
for the house.
Wari Wolves, not be Ozara that they play now.
Wari Wolves, no, they play for Wari Wolves.
For Township, it cannot be Wari Township Stadium.
Canopy Lassef. All of them go, one day they go, you're riot. Say, okay.
We know they go.
So, me, I feel say, like Swart Talk, sanction need to come out, and we need to see them quick. I know say the sanction will come, definitely on top FC Fan Yuba. But all this point where they yarn for social media, why the CE press conference, or the press release from whoever they send out from FC Fan Yuba, for me, now disrespect to the league, disrespect to MFM, and disrespect to the Nigerians where they watch this NPFL.
My owner say, why is it that every time we say these situations happen, FC Fan Yuba, they always did quick to drop stuff on social media, but you couldn't inform MFM in time?
Say you know
you couldn't
detail.
Inform them in time, at least precursor Oyibo.
If they inform MFM, if I were MFM, I won't listen to that information.
That one
because,
but at least now, LMC, but they, MFM people not talk anything. Say anybody tell anything now?
Yes, because they don't reach stadium, they don't see.
Then because
they see
let's say they tell them. At least go down the. You know, yes. Say go down the.
They ask LMC say Alpha. This match go still hold all those kind of things.
But you not talk. But no, that happen. And then you call the shot. And then can see that your press has. But you not open that match. That I mean, they not get data when we say before 7 o'clock, before 2 o'clock on Sunday. They not get data. To tell people, say, guy, Mona, do we have boss ass? Mona, no worry, we'll not go there. If you just tell us now, I need the blue balls.
Enugu Rangers for that Oriental Derby beat Eimba 2-0. And Eimba, like play, don't they play most of their outstanding games now? And they never get one win from their outstanding games. They don't lose to Rangers, they don't lose to Rivers United, they don't draw, they come from behind, can't draw against FC Fan Yuba. I mean, surprisingly, now the semi Fan Yuba, we do this thing, we they talk about this weekend. So, Eimba. I mean, right now, they don't even do top four for the NPFL table. What did happen to them? I mean, they just want to channel their energy for the Continental game.
Continental, we never sure for them.
Maybe they won't concentrate for that side because see, as you see, they're out of the top six.
The truth of the matter, we say, I feel so Eimba will still bounce back. I don't know whether they go win the title, but they still feel rise from this.
If they win the next two games, they go to 37.
Now. Exactly. So
they go to top.
But in as much as we want to say Eimba get outstanding and say they go free use them, you get something to waste talk during one of these podcasts. We talk say game in hand, no mean game points in hand or point advantage. So for Eimba now, they don't play two of the outstanding, in fact, three of the outstanding. They lose two, draw one. So meaning say their away games for this outstanding, if you no favor them.
Okay.
You understand? Like the one where they lose to Rivers United, the one where they lose to
Rangers.
The only one now where they collect points, they even almost lose them to FC Fan Yuba. So you have to imagine, say for Eimba, they go through crisis at this point for the league. Even for inside the Continental World, they talk. Now only for home that they struggle to win. Away, they know they win. So problem cracks don't they did that team. And I feel say for Fatai Osho, that news will be here. Say maybe they won't sack him before that match against Orlando Pirates. Maybe that news finally will come out to be true. Because if you know side they get result, Eimba why no? They know they wait say coach, you carry them enter the relegation water before they start. No, they go sack you once they know the top four or they know the top of the table.
Okay.
So I feel say right now something will be saying he need to correct if he still get the time to feed one. Unfortunately for them, their next match now Continental
Madu.
This weekend they travel, Madu. So they're not going to even play for the NPFL. I don't know whether I go use that one and save Georgia, but I do hope say for the sake of good football, for the sake of the name we then carry and the weight they carry for Nigeria, and based on the fans that we then get, they'll get back to winning ways.
All right, we'll just sharply go to match day 21 games we expect this weekend across various centres. And this now, some of the matches we would look forward to. Warri Wolves go play against Mountain of Fire and Miracles. Enugu Rangers against Rivers United. And we see Lobi Stars up against FC Fanyuba. Hopefully, Fanyuba will honor this one. Sunshine Stars will play Jigawa Golden Stars. Kano Pillars up against Adamawa United.
So now that they pick and choose their match now.
Well, then go abad and go get result, decent result. So wonder what thing happened to them. Wiki Torres, they play Nasarawa United. Heartland, way win away from home. Last match day, they play Katsina United. They host Katsina United and Dakada FC. Now the Uyo Derby be that against Akwa United. No, Uyo Derby. Then Kwara United they play against
Ibokwa.
Kwara United up against Plateau United. So these now the games, guys. Pick Eyimba Lobi Stars, definitely that game supposed to be today.
Yeah, but they don't carry them. Come on.
Yeah. So guys, your pick. For
no, not to say they go on. They play Continent now. So they know if you play Lobi Stars. But my pick now, Rivers United against Rangers. They travel go Namdi Azikiwe. That's the biggest game. Yep. This I think now fourth against fifth from the table we'll get. Enugu Rangers, then they fourth, and Rivers United, then they fifth, or whether now fifth against sixth. I might confirm that table. But for me, that's the biggest game. Okay, yes, he confirmed fourth against fifth. So, in a very big match. 2 points separate them. Anybody will get 3 points will get advantage to cement number four position. For Enugu Rangers, I feel say then they inform. They just beat Eyimba finish.
Yep.
And so, that's confidence. Good. They say, now Continental team will just beat finish. So, Rivers United self, they will feel, they get hope, say, they'll feel beat the man. For the last two seasons, since 2018, Rivers United never picked 3 points against Rangers for inside Enugu. So I feel say Rangers get that advantage over the Port Harcourt side. But then, you know football can be very tricky, especially NPFL. Rivers United feel good enough, score 2 goals, but I'll score 1 goal.
No.
Don't finish. But I don't think say it go happen for this game. But it can happen. But I feel say Enugu Rangers go pick this one against Rivers United.
I feel like this should be the game when BCD go put the for their app. MPFL TV. May they put this one for the app because, you know, now respectable sites, a lot of quality players for their both team one, team two. Anything can happen. They feel switch up on us a lot because they get a lot of people like
they feel even do Sunday. They feel do 2 games, self.
Yeah, they feel do 2 games.
They feel play the Kwa Ibo. I've been at Ibo.
That one are very good setting too. Yeah. And they get a Debbie. Very fantastic stadium too for optics. No go bad. But for quality, I expect Sina Sally soon I go get the ginger now. Not because a man not getting so, but when you understand, say you get 1 game in hand and you're already there on similar level with your opponent, Rivers. It will give you mind, say, now, Smalley,
yeah.
I not rate you. And for now, Rivers, really, since then, crash out from inside Continental. There's been something not so... People know they look at them like this, not contenders per se.
As in Rivers,
but
right?
But then again, I feel like whenever people they underestimate you, now then if you bring out stuff, and now the quality of the special players, when BC Guma get, let me say, if he help them for this one. Especially now when BC, they do appraisal. And you go look, when they look inside of the appraisal, you look at the team, so BC River State gets... And we can go look at, River Supers, they don't go BAL. Then they finish work now for inside Rwanda. And then the football, when they be our mainstay, waiting they want to do. So, you know, forget say Eguma, last episode, they talk, say, Eguma strong man, people know they feel they not feel bully him out of Rivers. But the thing that say, whether you be strong man or not, you must show working. Your people must get reason to smile about what thing you get. So, the pressure when he come because of the times when in there now, with when you look at Coach Ogo and the basketball people, when Rivers they support, and then you can't look at him when they say, they get more of the support because now football abi,
yeah.
And you never show working. This is not a game for him to prove a point to all the detractors. So that's why I feel like this game could be very tight. But at the same as under 2.5, it could go either way. A draw under 2.5. Now they laugh. Big see, you they laugh. You shop meat for under, this Ramadan
under,
boy finish.
Under 2.5. They already share meat for Ramadan.
All right. I go shop. They do good for our side.
Olodo.
They do good for our side. Because you don't get neighbors when we say they boy goats.
Nah, lie.
They roast goats.
No.
Those are the games we will look forward to this match day 21 for the MPFL.
But Musa go score against
Adamawa. By the way, Kano Pillars play at home. Now, another game we look forward to see whether we see Ahmed Musa making first appearance for the same Mitsugida as they take on Adamawa United. Something happened within the week for inside the Nigeria Professional Football League, and that one, the fact say, we just wake up one morning here, say, Inifeke Effiong, no do again. They don't move from Accra United to Al Ahly Benghazi. If you don't know Al Ahly Benghazi, they play for the same group with Enyimba for the CAF Confederations Cup, and then come out from that group because now Enyimba and Orlando Pirates now then progress from that group as first and second respectively. But Idifreke Effiong, way up until recently, now the leading goal scorer for the Nigerian Professional Football League, now just recently with Sadiq Yusuf, don't overtake him to 9 goals, him in City on 8 goals. He don't move, go join Al Ahly Benghazi. And that's when they raise the question, first off, how Accra United now will take cope without their top scorer? I think transfer market don't close and they no fit get anybody to replace. Maybe they look inside the team.
I don't understand the transfer market for Nigerian Liga because the fee open up today, close up tomorrow, open up again next tomorrow.
It will be like night market, they'll just shade the eye under the bridge.
But I don't know whether there's still fee sign player to replace them. But if you know Accra United very well, you're gonna see in a team will be said they always bring players from their region.
Yes.
From Uyo.
They buy local. Exactly. They grow local.
So, and don't forget, say, the other guy,
Ufondo,
still did there too. So, maybe now time for him to step
up. Ubong Friday.
Exactly. So, maybe now time for him to step up. But, talking about the Freke Effiong, I feel it's a good deal for him. So, at least finally move out of Nigeria.
Yeah.
Because now player, you see, over the years, I don't see him play. Now player, you see, more or less, he's a utility player. Might put him like
If you play as a midfielder,
Don't see him play different positions.
I don't know shit.
Defense, midfield, attack. And surprisingly, now I can't see him now. They score plenty goals. One of the highest goal scorers for the league before he moved this move. I feel say, now player, you say, Al Ahly Benghazi go enjoy. But the problem we go there for him now, say, whether he go deliver for these 3 years when he signed, I don't know. I don't know. But I feel he's a very good player. If he keep his head down, if he gets the right environment, if he get the right teammates, he go always shine. In the Freke Effiong, now one player, you say, you remember, say, he get one time, you say, Geno Rock on, they even invite him every now and then for the Super Eagles. Even though they play him, but he just invite him, You understand? So, I feel, say, that developmental aspect of in game, you could also up him. You could not carry him, go up. You could not raise him. Because once you play for the, or you show face for Super Eagles camp, at least you they get one or two things. Ideas, you could rub shoulders with experienced players, international players, wait there for international club, big clubs. You understand? And the ideas about scoring goals, you don't catch one or two from those big time players. The likes of Osimhen, the likes of that time, even day with Odion Ighalo. So, all those things go down more or less rub off on them. So, I feel saying a very good move for him. Say, at least in come off for Nigeria finally, and then you go play for one of the big clubs from inside Libya, but I hope he performs.
So waiting this one, they tell us about our league. I mean, anytime, no matter how close a team they, for instance, now Accra United, then they top up the table for the first time in a long while, and maybe the chances of winning the NPFL they there. We see Steven Udeh wasted the chance some years ago to break the goal scoring record for the Nigerian Professional Football League. The moment deal come for a main move, you know, with the C players, they move, it no matter whether their team won't win league next week, if deal come for them today, it go move. So, waiting this one to tell us about the MPFL. She na just past time, make I just hold this one, a bed in hand is what to in the bush. No player, with the C players for Europe, say, man, I won't start. Finish for this club. I won't start. Finish here.
But the players, when they do that, they're not the two they plenty now. I mean, not be all of us, they when we say they laugh, say the reason why we say we're not the rich.
What did this one they tell us about the attractiveness or unattractiveness of the NPFL? Because
it means
players,
it's attractive.
Any day, anytime, they want to move and leave.
But it means the fact say people feel comfort. Not forget, say this Al Ahly, when you see, so they only get slot for a few foreigners for that, their Libyan club. Yeah?
See,
are they come?
Libya,
they
like a country now where they go through.
Not only
crisis.
Libya, they come out from crisis. Mm-hmm. Because at least we can get guys when we see they play, then when we see Gaddafi still there around. And then he was really investing in their sports from basketball to hockey to volleyball to football. That was when they were really big. And then you can also think what happened when we say the political crisis coming then crash. But the fact that they build back up. Forget say Al Ahly, this club when we say they go, now very political club. Now if I take and say PDP or APC get football club,
yeah,
now be Al Ahly. That's the football club for a political party. Now, there they start from. But the thing when we say done they over the years, over many decades of them having a club, now say that they use that club till they work. Any difference is when we get that club, the structure must be there. The players must get paid. Even as at the time when we say, my friend, they play for their basketball and whatnot, then if they collect at least ending of the month, this was like 10 years ago, if they collect, if he come out small money, now at least every month end, almost $25,000 to $30,000. Wow. That is what he earned. And that was a basketball player. So, not be insult. The fact say you fit come Nigeria, come pick this guy. Say na you na want. Are they come now? Victor Okuma, Abi Okuma. He dey there, midfield. What's his name again? There's another one. Victor Namo then Masi. Moses Okuma. Now them 9 days they play midfield. The fact is they carry up for a striker position. They never give their striker position.
Is to Victor Namo did
it?
They never give their striker position.
You don't understand.
And they come. He get where they go. The fact say a foreign club can come here and collect us. It's a testament to our quality.
Nah,
because they never give their foreign position a striker about, a foreign position.
You don't understand my question. I know they talk about the quality of the player. I they talk about the quality of the league.
That's my point.
Quality of the league now. The quality of the players now.
No, if a player at any time, a team from Libya go come and the player no go reason them twice to leave Nigeria, immediately they go Libya, go play football. What so does that tell you about the Nigerian league?
But the truth of the matter is, everybody they find better bread. That's the fact.
So Libya league is better than the Nigerian league.
Yeah, because they go pay them better money there.
See,
no, why would they talk?
If somebody...
Because, see, sorry, Swa.
No, Allah.
The truth be say, whether or not you like them, whether they pay you million, mm-hmm. every player's dream is to go play abroad.
Mm-hmm.
And the freak if young guy feels that this one are just stepping stones to them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You mentioned one player, Victor Namo.
Yes.
Say they are in Benghazi. Victor Namo, the last time, if I remember, Nasarawa United did they play for, he was one of the highest goal scorers at the point in time mm-hmm. for Nasarawa
and
United.
And Namifi didn't they play,
oh? Namifi didn't
play. Now.
For Nasarawa at that time, said, attack.
Hey.
Namifi
didn't play for Alali.
Because when you mentioned it, my surprise. So, my point is, every Nigerian player will always want to move out. Whether equality, even though they're the league or not, he won't move out, he won't go earn dollars. In Nigeria, then they pay you dollars. If imagine, say, you collect just, she's talking about $30,000.
That was like 10 years ago. I don't know if you just bought.
That craving for say you want to collect dollar, now you go make you move up outside. Mm. See Stanley Dingba, he go South Africa, go they play for Shona Stellenbosch.
Stellenbosch.
Now there go they play. Wine. See the truth. See,
the PSL they far better than the MPFL.
Yes, if not money, if not
for
based
packaging,
on
not
packaging,
not for quality everything. Of play, gas, more nice stuff.
No,
because
you don't want to talk quality of play,
packaging,
arrangement, sponsorship, money deals.
But if not raw talent player, no one else can say.
But by the way, why would they talk about quality of players? When was the last time Nigerian team played semi-final of continental? South African teams they play final every season
now. Because there's a big quality.
So
what
would be the quality of Nigerian players? No, not the packaging. Oh, so if you talk about the quality of Nigerian players, for how many years Nigeria never played semi-final of any continental tournament? South African teams, they play semi-final. Today, Orlando Pirates, they the next knockout round of the Confederations Cup. For Champions League, get Mamelodi Sundowns. Mamelodi Sundowns, two South African teams. Mamelodi Sundowns and what's their name?
Club
they get the knockout team. So
club,
with Nigerian
club get structures, 90s.
So when they talk about, I get before. When they talk about, I get that before.
See, the quality way they talk about now, quality of packaging.
Yes.
Boy, quality of players, you can't say Nigeria no get out.
Yeah.
The quality of players as it stands right now, South Africa has better quality players than Nigeria.
How many? What will be your proof?
Leg for leg.
The number of teams where they knockout stages. That's my proof.
That's your proof.
The number of teams where they knockout stages for Continental. That's
when
the
The truth of the matter, be say, if you talk about quality of players between South Africa and Nigeria, you go talk to Nigeria get them because South African clubs still come here to pick players.
I tell you,
that is what he tells
you. You cannot the reason why you don't go abroad to pick players is because you cannot afford to pay them. You don't have the money.
So the next best thing on the continent
is your league is like an academy to them.
No,
I don't understand where they drift. So honestly speaking, because
he just wants to say our boys not sabi and our league don't sabi.
If you say the league no reach,
yes. We agree.
But if you say the players, no, we don't agree.
Nah.
If you say the quality of the players, they very good. Baba, why our teams need to play semi-final?
But we don't say you're ready. The structure.
That structure now.
That structure.
Let me play.
That teams will get structured. TP Mazembe go fly their players.
Exactly.
Private jet style. And they go their Instagram now.
You understand?
If you see their doings, I wonder they use bus, they sing chorus.
I don't understand.
So men will just go straight up to... that 90 freak from
Mogo, saliva.
Alali, Benghazi.
Sawa salivate.
So Mogo, the next one, Anayo Iwala. We have seen two clubs already make offers for Anayo Iwala. You pay 350,000. Then we hear say Anje, then come with 500,000. But Eyimba then place $1 million for Anayo Iwala head. Realistically, Eyimba, this $1 million. What do you think? Is it too much?
For me, they real. The reason why I talk so be say most clubs they will always overprice their assets.
Okay.
So that if you want, they say
shade the market down.
You target the sun so that if you don't reach the sun, you shine with the stars.
Thank you.
You understand? Mm-hmm. More or less, they go raise the price so that if the two price and come down, you go be that kind
500,
600,000, that kind of range. Maybe. But if you go there, put down for 600, 500, now voila. And don't forget, say this player we talk about, don't the Super Eagles jersey.
Yeah.
Twice. Mm-hmm. The whole world don't see him. So in price, whether Eibar puts that clause before he signed contract or not, that price is good enough for Anayo Iwala. Because from what team they play, from the things they do on top field of play, where they show for continent, that one means say if you put them for your club, you'll get advantage based on the kind of play in finesse, in skill, the things they go bring for the club where they buy them to.
Yep.
So me, I feel say as he be right now. Any club you want buy him, go look, say, okay, what if you do on top field of play? We don't
see. Off field of play, because that's a very important
part. Yeah, and the off field of play, where I won't even talk about now, is the fact, say, how old is he? 22 years.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they said that 22, 24.
Okay. Now, resale value is still there for you.
Yep.
So any club where they buy him for that range of 1 million euros or whatever dollars they talk, you go still believe, say, you go still sell, get resale value on top of the boy head. So yep. I feel, say, 1 million euros not be something too much to ask for. If it too much, if it too less, if mean I'll be aiming, but if I want to collect less for Anayo Iwala, I'll collect nothing less than 800,000. 800,000 euros.
Me, I'll go for like maybe 600. And this is not my reason why. Because as my papa talking that time for Lach, I go say, see, as flower there, if I don't they bloom, just pluck and make you use them when you want to use them. If not, if you miss your chance. I don't know when we say the circuit could fit turn around again, because the amount of fixtures when go day for, let's say, Super Eagles when they do the World Cup qualifiers, it's not too plenty. And you don't get assurance, say they go even put an
in.
But now you don't do something, you don't get opportunity. Base, because take a club like UPenn, are they a little bit biased towards UPenn? Because before there was what's this boy when we say Congo Everton Onyekuruba,
yeah,
now you pen them, said the guy go initially, and that was when I started looking at Norwegian clubs, and I was like, okay, other than the girls when they play for the Belgian clubs,
yeah.
Other than the girls when they play for the, I didn't really used to observe them too much, but you know what, you pen is nicely poised as Oyibo they talk, because politically right now Belgium is in a sweet spot where we say people like to look into their players. Hazards of the world, the Lukaku's of the world. And when you start looking into their leagues, you just see people like the Monuachu when they say they shine for inside that league.
Yeah.
The money not too much, and it's not too small. Take them, go there, shine, and then you double up on your pay. Because CIB said this boy start from UPenn, and then the guy go Everton, and then the guy begin to work up and down. So I feel like now, because anytime when they tell me, say, Nigerian footballer, opportunity come from there, somebody can say the money too small. I'm like, do you understand where you are? Today, if we wake up now for Nigeria, now they'll tell us we don't get Nigeria. You get opportunity. not true.
Hate
because
speech.
Many of not be hate speech. Many of these boys, now this work, they tell they used to they feed their families. And you know this show. Tomorrow they go wake up and say civil servants, they're not going to get money for the next 2 months or two or 3-4 years.
Yeah, but they happen for Europe.
It they happen everywhere. But
Inter Milan don't pay their players for 2 months.
And that one I know man. But you don't see their new jersey. Sweet. So I want my bed to come and beg me. But make a focus again. No, so now I give me my Chelsea jersey. Maybe that the Chelsea jersey when you give me that make me one way Champions League now. So give me Chelsea jersey later again. But make another digress. The point is, the options when you get right now are very good options. The mistake when if you make now say and you not strike when you're supposed to strike. I get say you won't wait, but make you not let the offer wait.
Pass no, you're not being one way too. Now anybody that you to sell. And I feel from what I don't read and reports what I don't hear, I guess say anybody won't put sell on clause. Say any club when you won't go to. Any club we buy them now, if you they will get share, they will get commission.
That's a smart move because that's what I wanted to go to.
You can't just wake up one morning, can't they put clauses for players' contract when it exists? The sad thing, they say most of these players don't even get.
How you think they say no exist?
See.
You say they want put. Are they
Baba. No, they won't put me, say any club we won't come buy them.
Yes.
They go sign contract with that club, say.
They will get
if you
caught.
Go sell this guy in future, we will get caught. Now it's normal.
See now these things. Now when opportunities like this begin, they come. Now we say, what if that Oyibo when you talk precedence, did they set? Because before precedence. People did their precedence, then now they set up.
Precedence.
I see this. So, if you don't see a player like Iwala. And if Eyimba managed to sell him, come put a clause of, okay, if he scores a certain amount of goals or assists for this season, we go get a certain amount of money from inside this guy. After all, they're going with Alexander Arnold and all the other guys who said don't carry. Yeah. You go put all those guys, small things in place. Mm-hmm. Now, those ones, then go help the player self and make him not lose guard.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what make your boy lose guard. If you now make this one make with this kind of clauses. Look at it this way. It means any person when they call for a Yiba boy now go no say this guy when we carry last, Ikpo. So the next set, Igokpo. And he will give the Yimba more enablement because I really need clubs to really look at this thing as a pure proper business.
Yeah.
If you put if you put benchmarks and I meet the benchmark as a player, I'm a better player. I'm a wealthier player. Yes, you collect from my money, but you know what? It means everybody smiles. Mm. So I don't mind it. May they handle the deal well. May they not over rush them, but may they act quick. May this boy jackpot before anything happens.
Yeah, I agree.
And while $1 million, I'm the prize now where Yimba put on top in head. If anybody they ready to come pick him, I remember just like the guys don't tell you. The guy don't play twice for the Super Eagles of Nigeria for the African Cup of Nations qualifiers. And we see the beautiful work we do for Yimba, especially for that game against ES Setif and the game against Orlando Pirates, providing fantastic assists for both games where Yimba win eventually for about to progress to the knockout stage of the competition. So now, so it be for most of our discussion. But before we go, let me tell you about our star boy. We use him as our star boy because of the things we don't go through in recent times, and then it'd be like saying, don't they come back to that form where we take Noam? That time where a lot of people been look at him as chairman, I mean, super player,
man of chair
for injury, con the warrior. Sunday at the 2G at the beginning of this season, we are saying now play to United, now you go play for later, waiting happen. We don't really get the full story, but then it done the colors of Rivers Angels, the pride of Rivers. And for the last two games, you don't find the back of the net back to back. And that one, sweet time for body, that one, sweet Rivers United. And these two goals help Rivers United record fantastic victories over the past two match days. One against the People's Elephants, Eyimba, and of course, the last one for match day 20, where they win 2-0. So, Sunday at the Twinge, guys, star boy for the week.
Yeah, you guys give him to Sunday at the Tunji. Player, I would be say, just come back more or less to come say, okay, my come finally get club. Play for Rivers United. Say, my go play for Rivers United. I don't get two goals. I feel say, this one a good morale booster for in career. And more, don't forget, say, last week we still talk more about him. Say, him being get one injury with Abia Warriors, so we say, make him be out for a very long time. So, this one now, we say, don't finally come back. Now, player, we say, I feel say, yes, he will shine. Fortunately, I don't watch him play. I watch him play for Abel Warriors. I watch him play for Shooting Stars. Mm-hmm. And I know seen a player, you say, if he know the score goal, he they give assists.
Yep.
In work rate, they very high. That's why I like him as a player. So I feel, say, truly, truly, he deserves the star man for today's episode.
Mm-hmm. And anybody when we say don't play ball or they close to footballers when we say get injury or listen to conversations from them. I mean, only just a few hours ago, would they see waiting this former Inter Milan guy and Drino, they talk about the fact that after him getting injury for Achilles, he just kind of knew that it was the end of his career. Even if he came back, he knew. But credit to any person when we say you did out for a long time and then you still managed to drag yourself back into top level. Forget it with the Yab MPFL. The fact that they play for MPFL, they get NNL, they get NLO, they get local grades for inside football. Sure. But the fact that you feel they play for a club like this, at a time like this, it means they try. So I like say Sunday, don't they bounce back. I hope say not they overpress himself because before he be injury, he be ginger man. And you go always want over ginger to get back to that level. But I hope this in streak, it continue because I no go mind. Make even increase the go tally. Because now go tally, now they take the rate. Either you quack people, you cash penalty, or you score goals. So I pray, say, he not be quacker. So make he get more assists and goals. Because if he be that guy, maybe your call up go come, even if not for inside out of hook. Make he collect a baba, jackpot, plan B, jackpot.
So that they think, you know, they knew to the jackpot, but he never just really click for us. So that they will draw the curtains today for today's edition of MPFL Tatafo. Remember, when you watch on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe. And till we come your way again next time around, this is MPFL Tatafo.
Thank you!
Thank you!